National Day of Nuclear Technology. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. April 9, 2006 was the day in which Iran announced achievement of uranium enrichment technology and a start of the full enrichment cycle in Natanz, central Iran. It was a turning point in the history of the Islamic Republic's endeavor in the field of peaceful nuclear technology. Following this success, the country entered the club of countries possessing the uranium enrichment know-how and technology. In view of this, the day was named as the National Day of Nuclear Technology to appreciate and glorify the efforts of young Iranian scientists. The Islamic Republic of Iran has covered a very arduous course to achieve nuclear technology. In 1958, Iran became a member of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, and in 1968 signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, which was ratified in the Iranian parliament in 1970. In 1967, the United States had sold the first research 5-megawatt light water reactor to Iran for producing radio medicines. The American company AMF installed the reactor and put it into action in Tehran University. It was also committed to provide the 20-megawatt fuel needed by the reactor. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization has taken over the reactor and the fuel bars are made indigenously. According to the studies, with construction of nuclear power plants, over 20 megawatts of electricity are to be produced from nuclear energy. According to the reports, Iran had planned in 1974 to indigenize the full nuclear cycle within 20 years and provide 23 megawatts of electricity via 22 power plants. In view of this, contracts were concluded with Germany and France. Germany started construction of 2 1,000-megawatt reactors in Bushehr in 1970s, but it gave up the job after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, despite 85% progress. France, too, started construction of 360-megawatt reactor in Darhuen in Khuzestan province in 1970s, which was left unfinished after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution and establishment of the Islamic Republic, the U.S. and its regional accomplices made broad efforts to overthrow the Islamic Republic, which culminated in the imposed war, which lingered for 8 years. Iran's peaceful nuclear activities were also affected by the war, and more than a decade the program was halted. The Western regimes not only failed to fulfill their commitment to finishing the nuclear plants, they also assisted Iraq in bombarding these facilities, especially that of Bushehr. Thus, the nuclear plant inflicted serious damages. But from 1989, the first steps were taken for the revival of the peaceful nuclear program. The Islamic Republic of Iran considered Russia as a substitute for Germany, and in 1994, the contract was signed between the two countries to finish and put into action the nuclear plant in Bushehr. In 1998, the contract was revised, and the facility entered the operational cycle of producing electricity in 2011 after several tests. In 2003, the ballyhoo of counter-revolutionary and anti-Iran Western media on Iran's efforts to achieve atomic weapons technology caused sensitivity of Europe and the U.S. urging them to halt Iran's peaceful nuclear activities with various pretexts. But in 2006, the Iranian scientists and experts reached a new generation of centrifuges and announced it to the IAEA, hence making the nation a member of the Club of Nations possessing uranium enrichment technology. The Iranian government signed some agreements with the European parties, which gradually led to suspension of its nuclear activities and even studies. In the first year of the next government, the Islamic Republic announced the end of voluntary suspension of enrichment and that it would continue the activities of Isfahan UCF facilities under the IAEA supervision. This caused the Western media horns to fabricate allegations on Iran's tilting toward military program, and finally the issue was sent to the United Nations Security Council. After many ups and downs on Iran's peaceful nuclear program and passing several resolutions to sanction Iran, numerous rounds of talks between Iran and the so-called 5+1, the five self-imposed prominent members of the UNSC and Germany bore fruit in July 2015 in the form of an agreement. The agreement imposed unconventional limitations on Iran's activities, facilities and substances, and remarkably increased the number of IAEA inspectors. Thus, Iran accepted to voluntarily implement the additional protocol, and the UN was committed to remove sanctions stipulated in the UNSC 2231 resolution. Iran and the 5+1 reached an agreement on July 14, 2015, which became famous as Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. Contrary to Iran's good intention and full commitment to its JCPOA obligations, the U.S. has never kept its promises and commitments and has not removed even a single sanction against the country. Then, American President Donald Trump tore the agreement in front of TV cameras in May 2018 to show the U.S. unilateral approach in global issues. Washington has ever since imposed the harshest sanctions against Iran within the framework of the so-called maximum pressure. The remaining four European governments have bluntly obeyed the U.S. in failing to fulfill their JCPOA commitments. This made Tehran to decrease its nuclear commitments in five steps. In view of this, the Iranian parliament ratified the law for the government to take new steps to expand nuclear activities. Among these steps mentioned can be made of the 20% uranium enrichment, putting forward the issue of the 60% enrichment, production of metal uranium, and expansion of nuclear facilities and equipment. The new approach by the Iranian parliament and government has seriously warned the U.S. and its accomplices and cohorts, especially the fake regime of Israel as the biggest possessor of atomic bombs and weapons in the region. The Islamic Republic of Iran has announced that it would return its JCPOA commitments if the U.S. removes all sanctions and returns to the deal. In spite of the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran is pursuing a fully peaceful nuclear program, the United States and its European allies have resorted to the issue to accuse Iran of trying to achieve nuclear weapons. This allegation has many times been proved to be baseless by the IAEA inspectors and even the U.S. fair analysts and congressmen. Yet, in March 2021, the Biden administration issued a document known as Temporary Directive of National Security Strategy, in which the unfounded allegations have been repeated against Iran. In sum, it appears that the U.S. is scared of Iran's ability and power in every arena. Australian political expert Caitlin John Stone says Biden's policies on Iran are the same Trump policies on the country. The United States and its partners in crime, particularly the Zionist regime of Israel, are fully aware that Iran's nuclear program is completely peaceful. Yet, they are opposed to Iran's advancement in any field as they don't want the Islamic Iran to become a role model for other nations which seek freedom and independence.